The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studios, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now here's Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. And welcome to Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR, downtown Reading, on Market Street, and with our window on the world looking out there. It's the 4th of February, and 7:05 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. David's here. Okay, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to experiment some more. That was Lawrence Fishburne's voice. There's a program out there that can imitate all these voices. So I tried Sam Elliott yesterday, and it just didn't sound like Sam Elliott to me. So we're going to experiment some more. Now, if there is a voice out there in Reading that wants to be that voice, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casinos in downtown Reading, or broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casinos studio in downtown Reading, this is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. If you want to do that, my friends, if there's somebody out there, we'll play it every day, twice a day when we come in on the air. So I'm going to throw that out there, too. I'll put that on Facebook. And all you have to do is come in here and read it. And I'll give you, how about $50 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks? Yeah, for 10 minutes of your time. So if you've got the voice, male or female, but I got to have, we're going to keep working with it. It was British yesterday.
I nominate Jack Potter.
Jack Potter.
No?
I don't know. Well, no.
See if he would do it.
Well, I don't know. Jack would do. Jack's up for, after the stagecoach ride, Jack would, is up for pretty much anything. Anybody, that rides that wild stagecoach in that rodeo and gets off there laughing. Anyway, so we have a national day today or international day?
Today is National Thank Your Mail Carrier Day.
Oh, you know what? Our mail carrier is just exceptional. This guy he knocks on the door if we got a package, but then he'll sit and chat with you a little bit. I mean, he's on a route and he's running all the time. He runs back, jumps in his truck. And Linda gave him a Christmas card. And I'm not sure what the Christmas card said, but he's still talking about it. He said he and his wife laughing about it No, we've got a great mail carrier.
Shout out to Mike. He's the mail carrier here at the station.
Mike's over at my place. Oh, yeah, Mike's good. I like Mike.
Mike is a good guy.
Mike's a good guy. Yeah, it's not easy out there. And they're constantly in a U.S. Postal Service is constantly under attack. when the term going postal was from incidents that happened, decades ago. But it's still there. Saying's still there. All right, what's it look like for weather, my friends? Oh, showers. Could be heavy at times. High around 53. Now, we could get wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. I may have to replace one of the flags that's flying on my flagpole, but that flagpole is standing in there. Of course, I got it from our local agency, the Flag Center, and I mean it's standing up to all of that.
Is that telescope?
Yeah,
that was good. That's what I got.
Man, I tell you, tonight another chance of showers and a low around 33 tonight. Wow. It's going to get out there. And Wednesday, chance of rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. And Wednesday night, showers likely. Thursday, more showers. And Friday, more showers. But should be ending. Maybe partly sunny with a high near 51. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 54 and a low around 35, though. And it looks like we're going to go put the blankie on the horse this week. And then sunny with a high near 56 and a low around 34 on Sunday. Monday, sunny. So, it should be ending on Friday. Two or three. Tuesday. Yeah, it should be ending on Friday. We can make it. And the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family, has been in business close to 30 years. They're into their third generation of Kinneys running the place, and there's been no change in the wonderful customer service they give their customers. They do treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans for people. They do support our community in so many different ways. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. 530-365-3793. Bill McDonald won the Valentine's Day package. Came in and picked it up yesterday. And he said he's going to give it to his son. And or son-in-law, and so they can enjoy it. He says they'll have a good time with it. So good. Sue McLean put all that together, and that's a great idea. We ought to have something for a maybe a Mother's Day package. Yeah, Sue's out there listening right now. She says I don't want to. She was herding cats out there. Okay. How about a Mother's Day package?
Oh, you know what? That's a great idea. Well, that's a really good idea.
We could do a Mother's Day package. Maybe, you know, we'll let some other restaurants in on this. You know, maybe Sarah Gibbs or something like that. Give Ed Harrison a call. Or not Ed Harrison. Ed,
Roman?
Roman a call. And, you know, throw in a couple other things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great idea. I'm on it.
And of course, we don't do a Father's Day package because it's, you know, it's different for some reason. You know, give Dad a hammer or something, or a drill. Yeah, moms are different. And then, yeah, we'll just figure that out through the rest of the year.
Okay.
All right. I tell you what, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row here. And they're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, stone cutter, jewelry designers there that can help you build that special piece of jewelry for your special person. Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, been there here for 30 years here in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring-summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or a new business, the community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. I was waiting for words, but hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Garland and the Bot. All right. Lint is on assignment today.
Usually words over words are kind of conflicting.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, I've only been doing this 15 years. And there's little truce. That what I meant was there's truce in that, and I still just blah, 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 blah. All over it. Hey, welcome back. 4th of February, 7:18 in the morning, and it's going to be raining. Continue. Well, how much rain? We had like 8 inches of rain over the weekend. And so what's that mean? It means that Lake Shasta has gained, let me see. It's only 35 feet from top, and it pushed up almost 4 feet between last Friday and Monday. So that's a lot. Went up 4 feet. Now, how high can it get? It can get, right now it's 1,032 feet above sea level. So it went up 4 feet. And it's full when water levels reach 1,067 feet. And we're supposed to get another 3 or 4 inches of rain by Friday. So there you go. It's at 79% of its total capacity. There's a fifth, that's a fifth more than it usually holds this time of the year, about 120%. And let me see. 1 acre foot is equivalent to 325,851 gallons of water. And as of Monday, yesterday, almost 3.6 million acre feet. I mean, it's hard to imagine that much water, but there it is. Okay. I want to talk about, let me see what else we have here. Oh, State Assembly. California's State Assembly, bless their hearts, endorsed up to $50 million in funding Monday to defend the state's progressive policies against the challenges by the Trump administration. It set aside $25 million for the State Department of Justice to fight legal battles against the feds, and another $25 million for legal groups to defend immigrants facing possible deportation. Now, it's going to Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, really bless his heart, desk for signatures. So, Republican leader James Gallagher called the plan a political stunt that sapped away time from dealing with wildfires and the soaring cost of living in the state. Instead, we're going to give $50 million to defend people here illegally. They're not getting the money. Who's getting the money? The lawyers are getting the money. Yes, that's who's getting money, is the strong, you know, lawyers, lobbyist groups out of Sacramento. Just my opinion. At a recent hearing, Rick Chavez-Zabir said it's about making sure that whatever happens at the federal level, we don't know what that's going to be, that our government is actually looking out for the rights of California families. You notice he didn't say California citizens. And Newsom did this. You know, Newsom is he's covered in ash right now from the fires and the horrible ways they're doing it. Now, I will say this. We talked about all the mistakes that they made in the Southern California fires, is that the vast majority of forest lands and timber and brush belongs to the feds. Oh, yeah. Vast majority. Does that mean that the state handled this well? No, of course not. Of course they didn't. Did the city of Los Angeles handle this well? Well, according to every report we see from every media source, no, they didn't. But a lot, when you start talking about fires burning, it's BLM, it's the federal forest that need to be addressed too. But this is one of the things that Trump mentioned specifically, is trying to fight these fires by mitigation. So we'll see. Anyway, so $25 million are going to lawyers, and $25 million is just there, just a pushback on other things. Well spent money, Democrats. And you know what? It's too easy just to say Democrats. But it's true, because Republicans can't really do too much of anything down there. They can, you know, they can maybe slow things down. But, you know, when you get supermajorities in the Assembly and the Senate, you know, and a Democratic governor, hopefully this last year and the Southern California fires and anything else that's coming up, that you're going to start seeing a shift away from just voting Democrat. We'll see. At least some kind of balance in the party. I don't know if it's going to be senators. I doubt it. But maybe a few more, you know, assembly people. But I don't hold any great faith for that. Okay, moving on. Panama. Let's talk about Panama. You remember, you know, I don't know if you realize it, but years ago I learned that China, through certain companies, it could be out of Hong Kong, control both ends of the Panama Canal, both ends of it. And this is a canal that, of course, the United States built in 1904 at great expense, cost of lives, and built this canal under Teddy Roosevelt. And it has, you know, it was, the idea, of course, was to, instead of having to go all the way around the Cape down there at the bottom of South America. You just cut straight through. And over the decade, and then Jimmy Carter, back in 1978, I'll say, gave the Panama Canal to the government of Panama. Well, since then, things have escalated to the fact that 72%, well, first of all, 72% of all shipping going through the Panama Canal comes to American ports. Did you know that? That was a factoid that I didn't know. 72%.
I learned it yesterday.
Did you learn it yesterday? Okay. Did I do this yesterday?
No, read it. I read it.
Okay, probably you read it. Maybe it's the same. Yeah, maybe it's the same thing. Anyway, and so Trump said, we want the Panama Canal back. And, of course, that's got everybody all excited. Marco Rubio, went down to Panama and talked to the president. And Panama's president vowed Sunday to end the key development deal with China after meeting with Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And after complaints from President Donald Trump that the Latin American country had ceded control over its critical shipping canal to Beijing, said the nation's sovereignty over the 51-mile waterway, which connects, of course, the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean, will remain unchanged, but he would not renew a 2007 Memorandum of Understanding to join China's Belt and Road Global Development Initiative, and Panama instead look to work more closely with the U.S. Now, that's the second country. You know, Colombia said, hey, we're not taking back those refugees until Trump said, fine, we'll just start sanctioning you and tariffing you until you know, and then he changed his mind and instead sent his own plane to pick up wayward travelers from here. So the Panama Canal is extremely important for moving, and not only just goods and services, but military equipment straight across. If we had to head, back out to the South China Sea, which is always a bone of contention with the Chinese. Okay, what else is going on? If we go back to our local news, supervisors are going to vote on a contract to hire a Shasta health consultant by the name of Chris Street. And Shasta County Executive Officer David Rickert, that he's going to hire Chris Street to work as a healthcare consultant for the county, set off a fresh round of speculation as why the former executive officer job candidate is back in the picture. Now, Street did a study about how to get more doctors here to open up new mental health services and all this, working in hand with Dr. Paul DeNukes' proposal to establish a medical school and a detox center in Shasta County. And, it's one of these things, it's a great vision. It's a wonderful vision. And if we can do something like this, not only a detox center, but a mental health center, it's good for the community. I guess the question is why Chris Street? Except that he has worked in the medical industry. But Supervisor Alan Long said, I don't see any connection between Street's background in recruiting doctors. I was shocked to find out it was already a done deal. So I guess they're going to vote on this. And he's going to be hired as a consultant, not to exceed $40,000 for the term of the contract. Jimmy, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Carl, what's going on, bud?
Hey, missed your phone calls. You been in and out of town?
I've been very busy doing a side project and stuff.
Okay.
I want to rewind to the Panama Canal thing.
Yeah.
There's a guy, his name is Nick Shirley, like Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
And he's a YouTuber, and he goes around the country and around the world and goes and talks to the people on the street, okay?
Yeah.
And he was just down in Panama because they were protesting when Marco Rubio came there But something very interesting he pointed out was the Chinese apparently have a port on each side of that canal that they basically control.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
they've had it
for years, too. I mean, maybe even decades now.
Yeah, and he was showing a bridge that the Chinese are funding that goes across the canal. But what I found interesting is he interviewed one guy that says he knows engineers that work on that Panama Canal, and they're charging the United States 8 times the price that they're charging other countries.
Yeah, to come through the canal. To come through the canal, right?
Yeah. Yes. And apparently, I seen the document that Carter signed when he gave the Panama Canal away for $1. Well, it says that they're supposed to treat us basically fair and square, which they have not been doing, and that's why Trump is doing what he's doing.
No, you're absolutely right. That's what I've also read that, too. It'd be interesting. I'll listen to this guy. Be interesting, because that's it. They're charging us way more to get through the Panama Canal. They've got these deals with the Chinese that the Chinese now are going to end that has to do with construction in the country and all this kind of stuff. But it's for years that they've controlled both ends of that canal and, you know, with their businesses. And if they, worst case, if we, you know, push comes to shove, can they shut down the Panama Canal? And that's the question you have to ask. It's too strategically important for the United States, plus commercially. So I'm glad Trump pushed back on this one.
Yeah. So anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there. If anybody wants to watch this guy, his name is Nick Shirley. He's a YouTuber. He goes all over the country and the world. Very interesting stuff. So good to hear from you, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. Tyler Ferris is going to join us, a filmmaker here in the North State, and he's got something big coming on. And we'll be right back after these messages. 7:32 in the morning, and it's going to rain.
Jones's Fork Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fork is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fork, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue, or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
If that chick don't want to know, forget her.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town.
Welcome back.
The boys are back in town.
Free Fire Radio. Carl Winterbot. Carl's here. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You might want to hop on that one right now. I'm not sure how much longer federal rebates will be going. I think that's been mentioned. Of course, this may not be one of the rebates that Musk is going to be, the Doge is going to go after, is electric vehicle stuff. I'm here with Tyler Ferris. Tyler Ferris is a consummate filmmaker and up here in the North State. And he's been on the show before, and he's got something big coming on. But let's talk a little bit about Tyler first. How'd you get into this filmmaking stuff?
Oh, man, I've been into it for a long time. I see friends around, you know, I went to school with, and I was like, are you still got cameras? You're always the camera guy. But no, my dad got me into it.
You weren't like the guy that was carrying the big one on his shoulder, back.
Well, for a little while.
For a little while.
Yeah, yeah. But no, my dad got me into it. I mean, that was really what it was. He had cameras around, and he was nice enough to let me as a young kid fumble around with him. So,
did you ever see that movie about Spielberg? What was it called?
Oh yeah,
what was it called? It was.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called, but yes, I have.
Yeah, I bet you have. Yeah. Did that one kind of strike home?
Yeah, some of those films. I mean, it's a totally different caliber, obviously. Yeah. You know, Spielberg, but at the same time, any of those.
No, he's just got more money.
Yeah.
No, I mean that. I mean, yeah. You know that. If you had $1 million, you'd make a million-dollar production.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But it caught him early, too.
For sure. Yeah. And I think it does with a lot of people. I mean, it's just some people are visually more inclined or audibly or whatever it is, the art interests.
Yeah.
But I've always been interested in art, and film is what made the most sense, I guess.
Well, it worked for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then did you, was your education kind of aimed in that direction, or?
Yeah, once I graduated high school. Once I got out of high school, I went to film school, and mm-hmm. that's where it kind of all connected for me. And spent my time in L.A., didn't really love the L.A. scene, so came back up here and was able to really just kind of grind working and figuring it out as a business owner here. So.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Even though the L.A. scene, at least, when were you there? 5 years, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2005.
Okay, so it's like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Even though back then, that was where it was happening.
Yeah.
But that just wasn't your...
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily... Because the industry was great. It was just the lifestyle was not my favorite. I'm from here, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally understand.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know if you've seen that four-minute reel with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. And, Dennis Quaid and Billy Bob Thornton.
No, I don't think I have. No.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
It's why Hollywood
which is now just a wooden disc spinning. She moved to Texas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it's really well done.
Yeah.
You know, moving the production. He says, why should, you know, you don't need to go to Georgia. He just come to Texas. We got it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a lot of places are trying to absorb some of the, you know, Hollywood type of industry.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot of incentives out there, Oklahoma and, you know, Kansas, a lot of different areas that have a lot of bigger film incentives than California. So it's kind of put a strain on that industry.
Yeah, well, you know, New Mexico for a long time, there was a lot of movies made there,
yep.
And then in Georgia,
yep.
And like you said, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
And then but Texas is, you know, it's just listen to it. It's
yeah.
really amusing. And it's done well.
Yeah,
it's like they're together with True Detective again.
Oh yeah,
and they got Dennis Quaid in the backseat.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got something big coming up here.
Yeah, yeah. So the Sundown Film Festival is coming back. It's the 16th annual film festival. So
okay.
We're really, really excited. The 2030 Club has been running it for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we kind of said, hey, can we, you know, come alongside? Can we support? And they said, you know, you should run with it. As a filmmaker, we're excited to see what you can do. And I'm very, very excited. It's opened up for international submissions. So we still have our local films, which is our main priority. But we also have some really great programming from all around the world. So new film categories. These are all 30 minutes and under. So they're kind of still short films.
Sure.
But you've got documentaries and narratives and sci-fi, comedy. It's just a really fun collection of entertainment for... Throughout the day, I mean, it's two showings, so you got about 20 plus films that you get to watch. So.
Okay, now, does this all happen on one day?
All happen on one day, yep. So it's March 22nd, and it's at the Cascade Theater. And there's a 2 p.m. showing and then a 7 p.m. showing.
Okay. Do you have flyers and that kind of stuff?
I do, yeah. Yeah, and you'll see, if you look around town, you'll see a big VHS, old VHS tape. Poster, that's for our film festival.
Okay, if you've got smaller ones.
Oh, yeah,
just bring them in here. We'll stick them on our window.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it, too. Now, we've been to these before. It's years ago. I will admit that. And they're really interesting. The one that won was about a shopping cart. Do you remember? I don't know
yep,
if you remember
that's
Jesse
Rustin.
Is that right? Whatever happened to him?
He's in Portland.
He's in Portland
now? He's doing all kinds of big stuff.
And the one that, it was a shopping cart that mm-hmm. just went for a walk.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was a shopping cart that made a connection with a boy who left his blanket in the little front area of the
uh-huh.
cart, and the cart worked its way to return the blanket back to the kid.
Yeah, it was a great little film. It wasn't long.
Yeah.
But it obviously touched the hearts of everybody, all the judges. Now, who judges? Yes.
We have a bunch of different judges this year. So I've got, we try to find more industry experts. So people that actually are like, we are the best in this field. So like our judge for photography is, Ian Strachan, who is a Nat Geo photographer.
Oh, okay.
And our documentary judge is a, documentary filmmaker named Alex Pritz, who's in New York and has a couple, docs on, Disney Plus. So trying to find those that, you know, have a really good, understanding of
mm-hmm.
that specific category that can really say, yes, this is a top tier.
When you're looking at a film, when you're judging it, what do you look for? I mean, you're an expert. You're documentary.
Yes,
on
mostly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's world famous now.
Yeah. No, it's, there's a lot of factors. I mean, cause you also have to play in this idea that I'm just more interested in this than somebody else is because of whatever the,
yeah.
you know, may be. So I obviously look at the visuals and the sound is a major component. And then the storyline, does it all make sense? It's like the basics.
Does it tie together?
Yeah.
How about the editing is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can tell when the editing is really good. I mean, there's a lot of different things where if you don't feel like you've been taken out of the film.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's edited and you go, how do we get to here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies was one of those examples.
Yeah.
You know, how they go from here to here.
Yeah.
And because they edited out a whole scene mm-hmm. or so, where this very important item happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually, I mean, if unless you're intentionally making the viewer confused, the goal is to not do that.
I've seen a couple of movies that have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Tyler Ferris of
Ferris Wheel Films. Yeah.
Ferris Wheel Films. And we're talking about the 16th annual Sundial Film Festival. And we're going to talk more about that and some follow-ups on one of his films when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, if you've been injured at work and you're not getting the treatment you should because of delays or denials, and what it's doing, it's affecting your life. It's affecting the life of your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back. You need to get back to work, but it's just not happening. That's why you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to Patrick. You're not talking to underlings. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, and he worked for the insurance companies for a couple years and discovered that he just did not like what he saw. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in little old Palo Cedro. And he's helped people. He's helped a lot of people. And this guy is a straight shooter. He really is. If you don't need legal help right then, just because it's going the way it should, even if you don't think it is, he'll tell you that. But if you need somebody in your corner, it's going to be Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back with Tyler Ferris.
Road in this here land, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading with our window in the world. So, wet window out there, and it looks like it's going to continue. 8 inches over the weekend and another 3 inches, 3.5 inches before Friday. Yes. But it's going to start clearing up then. So, maybe this weekend we get a little sun, and next week maybe we'll have some sunny days. I'm here with Tyler Ferris of Ferris Wheel Productions, who did the Acid Canal documentary that is worldwide attention. Have you followed what's going on?
I've been loosely following, loosely not as following much as I should.
Some people say they, you know, they made a bad decision about how much water they could get.
Yeah,
did you read that? I haven't gotten into it.
I kept up with some of those conversations, you know, and it's hard. It's just so tough.
I tell you what, though, your documentary is just great. I mean, the impact it had on people, and I mean, the wildlife, the environment. I mean, and that's going to go on. I mean, you can't recover from that in a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely.
But hopefully, we'll continue to have water. The acid, the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District. Okay, now you've got this big film festival coming up, the 16th annual Sundial Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
and the films are international and local.
Yep.
So you've got local guys and girls competing against international. Now, just because they're international doesn't mean that they're better. It just means they're coming in from other countries.
Totally. Yeah.
And when's that going to be?
That's March 22nd at the Cascade Theater.
Okay. And that's a Saturday, I'm sure.
Yep.
And it's an all-day affair.
All-day affair. So 2 p.m. and a 7 p.m. showing. Yeah, but totally different programming.
Okay.
So the hope is that you spend the whole day downtown.
So does your ticket get you into both shows, or can you do just the morning or just the evening?
Yeah, you can do either. All access passes the full day, so that's kind of, you know, it's all different programming, so it's fun. We don't want you to miss anything, you know.
Oh, hey, so have you seen the entries yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. When would they do?
So the final deadline is in 3 days. So that's our final extended deadline. I've seen over 115 films submitted this year.
Okay.
And so.
Oh, now not all of them get in.
No.
Okay. Well, of course not, because you might get one from me and you go, where'd the 3-year-old get the camera?
Right? Well, it's like 14 hours, too, or something.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My 12-hour documentary on the Cypress Bridge is probably well beyond. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. There was a friend of mine told me one time that she and her husband watched a 4-hour documentary on a rope factory in India. She said it was kind of fascinating. And I went, 4 hours? Are you kidding?
It'd have to be slightly interesting.
Gosh, 4 hours of rope documentary. Okay. So give us some examples of some of the entries.
Yeah, so we have a really, really cool documentary kind of category. So we've got some really interesting films. We're announcing our lineup actually this Saturday. So that's when you're going to kind of see all the details of all the films. But we have really neat new categories opened up, like indigenous films, which, you know, is the entire breadth of, you know, not just our local native tribes, but also tribes from all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then student films, under $500 budget films. So a lot of different things. And we've got some really fun industry experts, celebrities coming into town as well for the festival.
Okay.
So you'll get kind of see some of those people. It's going to be great. It's just a good fun.
It's always been a good time.
Yeah.
It's always been a good time. And like we said, you know, a 5-minute film could win over a 30-minute film.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily, just because of the way it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Wayward shopping cart. Now, that was the very first one. 16. It must have been right I mean, I must have just moved here.
Yeah,
then.
It was.
What year was
it? I don't remember the exact year when, because it was at the Cascade.
2000. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it was, anyway. So if you're, I would highly recommend this to people. This spending this day, and if you don't want to spend the whole day, just do half of it.
Yeah.
And you're going to just see some really funny, some really interesting, and you said you got some sci-fi in there.
Sci-fi, and, comedy, and these are all unreleased, too, so it's,
yeah,
you know.
So you're seeing it first year. And here's the other thing. With today's technology, what we did 16 years ago is, it's considered amateur at this point.
Yeah.
Even though it won, and it was in the really good films, the ideas are good, but the things you can do with the techniques now.
Yeah.
On my phone, I can get rid of backgrounds.
Yeah.
On my phone.
Yeah. Well, it's cool to see some of these filmmakers, too, coming back. You know, like Jeff Loveness, who's from Montgomery Creek.
Yeah.
He was the writer for the last Ant-Man movie. And he's coming up, and he's, you know, from here. He was in the Sundial Film Festival. So it's neat getting to talk with some of those filmmakers, just like Jesse Rostin, who did CART.
Yeah.
Who's up in Portland doing REI ads and, like, doing really, really cool stuff. So it's a nice incubator for our locals to.
Sure.
We need that. Showcase.
Now, Tyler, you do a lot of local work, obviously. So what's your forte here up here in the North State, would you say?
Yeah, so I think majority of what I do is promotional type of pieces, so fundraising campaigns. I'm working for like Hill Country Clinic right now, Shasta College Hilo program, just kind of bring more awareness to what these organizations are doing, and they're in that same documentary type of feeling.
Sure.
So interview driven with a lot of B-roll, and so it's a fun thing for me to partner with different organizations that I love what they're doing, and I'm excited about the programs just to get more visibility for them.
Well, I tell you what, we missed our chance on doing a reality show on this station about this station from the day we started.
Yeah.
It had everything you could possibly want.
Yeah.
I think we're boring at this point. First few years,
yeah.
It was a roller coaster, as we all know when we have our own business.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is great. So what's your favorite so far, or can you say that?
I do have a favorite, but I can't say yet.
Oh. Okay.
But there's some really, really strong standout films.
Are there, you know, ones that pull at the heartstrings?
Yeah.
And you got those, and then you've got your straight, this is a can of beans.
Yeah.
And how did it get here?
Yeah, there's some definitely like odd comedy, some great heartfelt documentary pieces.
Good.
And then some really creative, you know, short films. And for me, I love seeing these side by side of this, you know, high budget, really expensive made, beautiful piece right next to a local piece that's on the same caliber.
Yeah.
So it's neat. It's
great. Okay, now how do people get tickets to this?
So, yeah, cascadetheater.org. Make sure it's cascadetheater.org. There's a lot of scam sites out there, so we don't want anyone to get scammed.
There are. Same thing with the Reading Rodeo. We push people to the readingrodeo.com because you can go to another site and pay twice as much for tickets or even more, and then they're not even any good.
Yeah.
So Cascade Theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
.org.
.org.
Yep. And our tickets are about $25 a piece,
okay,
with fees included.
Yep.
And then our all access is $45, so you get a little discount there.
All right. And all access means you can go in the morning, and it finishes at what?
It's like 9:30.
So
it's 2 p.m. to 4:30, and then 7 to 9:30.
What's the date again?
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
Yeah.
So tell me the times again.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m. is kind of our first showing.
Oh, okay.
And then our hope was that you'd go out to dinner, go and have some drinks, and
of
then
course
come back at 7 to 9:30 to watch the
okay,
final
so
set.
It's 4 hours.
Yeah, about 4 hours.
Oh, heck.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like one of these.
No, it's like the length
four
of
4 hours for each one.
No, it's the length of a rope documentary.
A rope documentary.
Yeah.
I swear when she said that to me, I said, 4 hours? You know. Well, yeah, but, you know. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'm sure I watch things that people are weird. Okay, Tyler Ferris. And if people want to talk to you or use your services, how do they get a hold of you?
Just check out my website or send me an email. It's pretty easy. TylerFerris@gmail.com.
Or Ferris Wheel Productions.
Yep, Ferris Wheel Films, that's it.
You got it, or films, got it. Okay, hey, when we come back, we have O2 Staffing. Is supposed to be joining us at 8:05, and we'll be right back after the news.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean stride.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary has cleared a high hurdle. In a party-line vote, the Senate Finance Committee sending the nomination along to the full Senate. President Trump's imposition of 10% tariffs on imports from China is being answered by Beijing with a threat of tariffs on U.S. goods to take effect next week. Mr. Trump has agreed to a one-month pause in tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports after both of those countries agreed to do more to secure their borders with the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in Washington for a meeting with President Trump. The sit-down to take place later today.
The meeting will be Donald Trump's first with a foreign leader since returning to office. Topping their agenda is the 15-month-old Israeli-Hamas war. Hostages have been freed during the opening phase of a ceasefire, but hard work lies ahead. Netanyahu wants to discuss victory over Hamas, while Hamas has said it will not release the hostages in phase two without an end to the war and the full withdrawal of Israeli forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is looking into anti-Semitism on five college campuses.
U.S. Department of Education investigations into allegations of anti-Semitism are opened by the Trump administration at Columbia, the University of California, Berkeley, Northwestern, U of Minnesota, and Portland State University. It's part of President Trump's promise to take a tougher stance against campus anti-Semitism and comes the same time the Justice Department announced a new task force to root out anti-Semitism on college campuses. I'm Julie Walker.
Chris Wright has been confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary, Wright vowing to unleash America's vast energy resources. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 18 points, the Nasdaq 233 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? With mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions, many are left feeling stuck and exhausted, trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you felt this way, you know you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. I lost 40 pounds, feel amazing, and have kept it off. If you're ready to make a change, call 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals now. Call 864-644-1900 and mention healthy at myphdweightloss.com.
Vice President Vance's official duties taking him to France.
The VP is scheduled to attend the AI Action Summit, a high-level meeting co-hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Heads of state, including China's vice premier, tech CEOs, and other stakeholders are expected to focus on artificial intelligence at the two-day event. Vance, while acknowledging some harmful applications of AI, has said he's worried about preemptive overregulation that would entrench current tech incumbents. Jennifer King, Washington.
It's been record-breaking snowfall on Japan's northern main island of Hokkaido, disrupting traffic, causing airports to close, and delaying deliveries. The island's local government says heavy snow has been seen, especially in the eastern regions of the island, where authorities have been getting dozens of calls from drivers seeking help after their vehicles got stuck. TV footage shows residents shoveling to clear the road or passengers pushing vehicles that got stuck in the heavy snow. News and analysis, townhall.com. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency says it has uncovered evidence of wasteful spending by USAID, the entity born of an executive order back in 1961.
Investigators say they found many examples of misuse of funds, such as $30 million for research into transgender HIV in South Africa, $50 million for condoms for Gaza, $1.5 million for a Serbian queer trans NGO, $25,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a Peruvian trans comic book program, and $500,000 to expand atheism in Nepal. DOGE is now preparing to dissolve the agency and roll it into the State Department. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Salvage crews have recovered an engine, large pieces of fuselage from the plane involved in last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport. Some more human remains also recovered from the Potomac River. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studios, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now here's Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, we're going to work on that one.
Radio.
Okay, what we're doing is we're trying to find the voice to do this. And so my producer yesterday found this website. For $3, you can use any voice.
Oh.
And they're all AI generated. So the first day we had a British voice, which was okay. And then today we've got this Lawrence Fishburne type voice. But nah. So what I'm looking for, and I'll probably put it on Facebook today, is if you want to be that voice, I'm going to have open auditions, and you come down, men, women, children, barking dogs, and come in and you do that one thing. And now, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, this is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. That's it. 50 Black Bear Dollar Bucks right away. Mm-hmm. Plus, you'll be on the radio for the way we do things. Could be a decade with that. but we're going to keep practicing with this and see what we can find.
What about Jennifer Cram voice?
Ooh, we could have that.
We could.
We might let you
I'm going to have to practice that.
Okay.
I'm in. Put me in, Peppy, as I always say.
Put me in, Coach.
Put me in.
All right. Okay. National day today, buddy?
Today
I've totally gotten out of script.
Mail
here. Hang on.
Carrier Appreciation
That's right.
Day.
And we have the best mail carrier in the world that works on our street. Hey, 8:07, too, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I probably should do the weather. Rain. Okay, it's moving up. Right. Okay, on Saturday, it's going to start clearing up with a high near 54. And it looks like Sunday's going to be sunny and Monday. So, but between now and Friday night, about 3.5 inches of rain. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Now, the temperatures are going to be dropping at night with a low around 38 on Wednesday. A low around 37 on Thursday, a low around 31 on Friday.
Wow.
So it's time to blanky the horses.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company. In their 30th year, 30 years of providing great customer service to the North State. Like I said, it's a family-owned business. It's locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business, the Kenny family. They're into their third generation of people running that business. And they're really just really, really good people. I can't say enough about them. And to reach them, you give them a call at 530-365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans and more. And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, the Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services. Now, you were on a couple of weeks ago, but that's okay because we missed the first time.
We did.
And we talked about things that we probably need to follow up on.
Sure, absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you were asking.
Blustery day.
Yeah. When I see you walking in and your hair looks like a flag behind you. I mean.
I know.
I took out Buford last night. And I was watching, the flags were just straight out.
Yes.
And the pole, which we got from the Flag Center, it's one of those telescopes. Mm-hmm. It was swaying back and forth, but it is still hanging in there. But I'm thinking that one of those flags may need to be replaced after this week.
Maybe, yes. Yeah. It's definitely been a windy one, for sure.
I think today we're supposed to get gusts, so I'm sure there's wind warnings out there. A gust as high as 31 miles per hour.
Yes, it's definitely windy, for sure.
When you were walking in, I loved, you know, I've lived in places where, I mean, you're literally leaning into the wind.
Yes,
that would fall over if it stopped.
Right.
What did you think? Now, O2 Employment Services, which supports so many organizations in this town, in this area.
We do.
You had one or two tables.
We did. We had two tables.
Two tables at the Arch Collaborative, or One Safe Place.
One Safe Place. Mm-hmm.
Crab Feet.
Yes.
And a raucous table it was.
Of course it was.
It was.
We're not quiet.
You're not quiet. And for the last 2 years, you all have been the crustacean. You've been the, she's been the queen of crustaceans.
Yes.
Your running mate over there.
Yes, and Julia Ray.
Julia Ray. And she was just dancing in. And it was funny because I jumped out in the crowd with the microphone.
Yes,
and said,
saw
how's
you.
It going? I want a beer. Yeah. I want a beer.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Yes. Probably
couldn't hear it because it was pretty loud. In
it
the whole
was.
Place.
Yeah. It's such a great energy and such a great vibe. For those of you that haven't gone, you absolutely should go. At least once. It's a wonderful event, a wonderful cause, and so much energy and such a positive vibe, and so many people in our community coming together.
Yeah.
It's like Old Home Week. We get to visit with so many different patrons and sponsors and people just showing up for the community. It's fabulous.
Absolutely. And, you know, people buy tables. They buy sections of tables. Different businesses do.
Yes.
There's a silent auction thing going on. Mm-hmm. There's raffles going on. And then the live auction.
Yes.
And there were some pretty good live auction
items
this year.
Yes. I love their setup. So they
The new setup
was a game changer, especially with the weather being unpredictable and cold and rainy. They changed the whole thing. So people were inside while you came in and checked in, and then you went to another room where all those, raffle items were. And
absolutely a great idea because how many times have we waited
outside
in the rain?
Yes.
Trying to, you know, get in, and it takes forever. But I noticed when we got there like 4:15.
Yes.
Parking lot was full.
Yes.
But there was no line, and I thought.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And you walk in, very easily get your lanyards, whatever you're getting.
Yes.
Walk out, and then go into where, and if you're a certain level sponsor, you had a separate area over there where you
could
walk around. Mm-hmm. And then all the, it was really well organized.
I thought the same thing. I also want to give a shout out to all the volunteers.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like there were so many volunteers this year and more than I've seen in the past.
They were just doing a crazy great job out there.
There was never a moment that there wasn't somebody at our table asking, did you need a drink? Let's, take your crab shells.
That's a firstie, too, about having a beverage runner,
yes,
which is a good idea.
It's a fabulous idea.
That's great because then you can just sit there and eat crab and have your mojitos or whatever you're drinking delivered.
Exactly. It was a little bit like Vegas where they just kept filling your glass and then you're like, oh, yes, I'm going to bid $1 million over here.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Push the Jack and Coke.
That's right. Yes, the Jack and Coke. I saw you on a little video. I saw this.
Yes, it was. Did you listen to the whole thing?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I made a comment at the end.
Oh, you did.
That may not have been safe for.
Oh, it was not HR appropriate.
Well, not. I'm sure your kids heard it if they have parents.
Yes.
But the the servers, the and there was so much crab this year.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yes.
I sit up there and I'm watching, and I'm so envious.
Right.
Because I'm standing up there in front of everybody. And I'm watching people just, I mean, there. I mean, there's claws and everything going in the air. The O2 table was just bibs and cracking going on there.
Bibs and cracking. That's what we were doing. Bibs and cracking.
I thought it was well organized.
It was
awesome. You know, Elizabeth, who was in charge of this, just did a really, really good job.
She did. The whole team did an amazing job. But she was the first.
But then everybody there. But yeah, you're right. The servers were on you.
On you. Yeah.
And then they crabbed people out, finally. I mean, people were going, no, I've had enough.
Right.
And you're still walking around, more crab?
I know.
No more.
Thank you. No, I'm going to take some home.
Butter dripping off my face, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes. Such a great event.
All right. Well, we've taken your first segment talking about the crab.
Okay. I love it.
I know.
It's good. Well, it's about our community.
Yeah.
And we love that.
And it's, you all serve our community, not just in the employment services side, but we go to a lot of these, as you know, we go to a lot of these fundraisers and events, and O2 staffing has always got a table there or a presence, and that's cool.
It's super important to our CEO, Heidi Pond. Yeah. Like, she really wants to give back to our community. They support us so well. So, you know, it's just our part.
Locally owned,
love it.
Locally operated, you know, local people in this.
Correct.
You're the epitome of a local business. Mm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with O2 Employment Services.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in buds. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Redding landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Redding.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County.
Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 24 premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993 and doing a great job of it. She was on the show the other day talking about insurance. It's not as bad as we thought. It's starting to maybe even have a glimmer. Not a gleam, just a glimmer of maybe not being so bad that it's not what happened down south, not impacting up here. So if you want more information on this, and there's still problems with the policies, if you need a free review and evaluation of your policies, whether it's your homeowner's policy or your, how about your health insurance, medical insurance. There are agencies up here that spend millions of dollars in this state to have you sign up for a program that doesn't even cover the North State, and yet they never say that. So, Judy Maxwell knows what she's talking about. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. I'm here with Jennifer Cram, the operations guru at O2 Employment Services. We're going to talk sick leave.
We are. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Well,
In case you all can't tell, you know, we see, Linda and I see you probably 2 or 3 times a month.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, once here.
Right.
But there's other events going on,
absolutely,
and O2's there.
Yep.
And usually you are...
Most of the time I am. There are occasions I'm not available. I'm with my grandkids, most likely.
Your grandkids.
My babies, my granddaughters, all 4 of them. I'm so lucky they're all here. Oh,
you are.
I am
are.
So blessed.
No, yeah. Ours live in New Mexico. And it's just, you know, you see them a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And that's
about
it. Anyway, okay.
Anyway.
Sick leave.
Sick leave, yes. Well, as we know, there's so much going around right now. We have so much going around. And I think even yesterday I had several staff members internally out ill. And it's just going around. I had
a friend just got pneumonia.
Got novovirus. We have the flu, influenza. We have RSV going around. There are so many bugs out there,
Dare we say COVID?
Well, I'm sure that's still out there.
There's probably one person.
There is. And some people still might be testing. Some might not. But I'm sure that it is. I'm sure that it's out there. But I think it's important for employers to remember, you know, it's a new year, and you have to look at your policies, right? So California has a required mandated sick leave. Mm-hmm. That is now the 40 hours or 5 days. Mm-hmm. So it's 40 hours or 5 days. And so when employees have that bank of protected time, when I mean protected, I mean it's protected. That means we're not asking for a doctor's note. That means that we are just, if the employee calls in and says, I'm out ill today and I want to use my sick leave, we're paying the sick leave. And so, you know.
Now, this goes for part-time.
Part-time, full-time, temporary employee.
Okay, so if David calls me and he says, hey, boss, I can't make it in today. Mm-hmm. I'm sick.
Yes.
And he puts in his hours.
Yes.
What his regular hours would be.
Yes, if he was scheduled for 8 hours and he's sick for 8 hours.
Let's say 3 hours.
Then he's getting paid 3 hours.
Okay.
Yes. So you would be paid for the hours that you were scheduled to work. On your sick leave, yes.
So then I, as the employer, would not only be paying him, but the person that replaced him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I just want everybody has to understand
yes.
that. You
yes.
get a sick employee, and unless you can work around them, you
Correct.
Have to bring somebody in, you pay them too.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. And that's for, when you say 5 days, that's 5 days at 8 hours. Is it 40 hours? So if somebody is working, say, 15 hours a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes very elongated. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is employees, so you'd want to check your policies. There's a couple different options in California on how to employers can give sick leave, right? It's either a lump sum that you lump sum people 40 hours, or most employers do an accrual method where it's 1 hour for every 30 hours worked. And that's typically
what we recommend,
especially for a part-time, temporary, or seasonal employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might have two different policies, one for your full-time employees and one for your part-time. You just want to be really clear in your policies, which, you know, we still need to look at your employee handbook, but that's another story.
You will get that. You know what?
Yes.
You will get that this week.
Okay. I love it. Yes, sir. You're on. But,
but you've got to promise you're not going to share.
I'm not going to share.
You're
not
going to share
gonna
what
laugh.
You see, and you're not going to laugh.
I'm not going to laugh. I already told you I wouldn't laugh.
The little cartoons on it.
Correct. Just the little drawings, we're going to remove those.
Okay, just
silently.
Make sure people understand because, you
That's
know, cartoons
right.
can help.
That's right. Absolutely. Illustrations. Back to Dr. Seuss. Yes, absolutely. We are on it. However, those policies are really important on how employees take their mm-hmm. sick leave and how they accrue it. It also is required on your pay stubs. I'm just kind of doing a reminder. It has to be on their pay stubs.
Okay.
So if whatever they've accrued, what they've used, what they have a balance of must be on their
pay
stubs.
Do you have one of your videos or something like this that explains it? Or
we don't. I don't think we've really spoken about sick leave in a long time.
No,
it's
we haven't.
That's a great point. But yes, it's just one of those things that we
just the basics.
The basics.
Yeah.
Yes, because you know I think
because you said a policy, you mean the policy of the company.
Correct.
Right.
So if you have a full time policy or a part time, temporary, seasonal,
right.
you know, so employers that you know start out and they say, hey, you know, I want to become an employer in the state of California, and we sit down and we go, are you sure? No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
we kind of do because California is a tough state. It's so hard. So we go through the whole gamut of like, what do you want to do with sick leave? So we explain the ins and outs of like after the first 90 days on day 91, the employee can start taking their protected sick leave. So it's a protection in place for the employee. So they can't be penalized for using their sick leave. And you want to make sure that employees, the last thing we want is people coming to sick work. I mean, to work sick. We don't want them to spread it around because we don't want your entire organization out. Don't look at me
that way. We can isolate the producers, close the door, and then we spray it with Lysol.
There you go.
And
then, well,
and
it
they,
happens.
They go out coughing. No.
You
no. Show, you're right.
Must go on.
You know,
Show must go on.
I don't want somebody here
Hang
to projectile,
on, we need to
yeah,
talk.
Projectile vomiting coming in and,
Correct.
And sharing that.
Correct. Well, and that's the thing. If somebody's got the flu, we don't want them here. The last thing you want to be doing is running to the restroom.
But I tell you what, I have a bunch of Spartans working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I have Spartans here.
Yeah.
And when they don't show up, it's because, you know, they're taken to the hospital bleeding.
Well, and I'm you know, a different generation. I know. We used to come to work regardless of anything. It was a totally different time.
Hand me my shield and my sword. I'm
That's
going to
right.
work.
That's right. I'm going to work. I'm hunkering down. I'm going to stay in my office. However, there's times we want to encourage rest and
right.
make sure they hydrate, take care of themselves, see a doctor if they need to, use their health benefits if need be. But yeah, so if it goes beyond that, that's when we might have an attendance issue.
Okay.
So we'd talk about attendance policies and so forth, but we always, when we meet with clients and they say, I have an employee that's been out sick so many times.
Is this an employee's handbook?
Yeah, it should be.
Okay.
It should be, yeah. You should have a policy of some kind, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
It says, this is our policy regarding
if you're bleeding, don't come to work.
Again, I'm not going to
laugh. We had somebody sitting right out there that was bleeding.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we had to, yeah. Oh, early break.
Yep, let's stop. Everybody, time out. Time out. So anyway, it's just really important. And, you know, right now there's just so much going around. And you want to make sure employees get healthy and can come back to work and be a top performer.
They have to be on. They have to be on their game.
Absolutely.
In that room right there, because
that's right.
They're my final line of defense.
Absolutely.
And we talk about that.
Yeah.
And because every so often somebody on one of the shows will let a word slip. Usually they're playing a clip.
Mm-hmm.
And the clip slips.
So where's that button again?
Oh, no, it sits on certain shows. It sits in her lap.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So you don't have it out for me, right?
In the chat room, Carl.
Oh, in the chat room, we just kind of...
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Oh, yeah, so we don't even hardly use the chat room anymore. No, even I can't get into the chat
room.
We have made it so tough, I can't even get in, so...
I'm sure there's a reason.
Well, there was one guy.
There was one guy.
He was back on Sunday.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You got him out of there.
Got him out of there. Okay. Yeah, he has. He had a problem.
Oh.
He's got a severe problem.
Understood.
Okay.
Okay.
But... Jennifer Cram doesn't, and she's the director of operations at O2 Staffing, and we've been talking about sick leave, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. This is the first time in weeks I haven't talked about the big giveaway, you know, the Valentine's Day giveaway that was won yesterday, and they're going to have a great time. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It doesn't have hair dryers or gel. It has butch wax for your flat top. And what? Why are you? But you get great haircuts. I've never gone anywhere else since I've lived here to get a haircut. And it's always good haircuts. It was founded in 1960. It's been in the same place since 1967. Tim and Logan are just two great young men that give super haircuts. And you can make an appointment. That's the way I roll. I give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up an appointment that works for me. Run in there, get my haircut, maybe hang around for a while and chit-chat. Or you can just stop by. And if they've got an opening, you get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Give them a call, 530-244-9478. We'll be right back with Jennifer Cram.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the gym.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. But looking out on our window of the world, Jennifer Cram and I, just looking out there and watching all these vehicles go by on their way to work.
Everybody's late.
On nice days, you can see right there in the parking lot will be a policeman on a motorcycle.
Oh.
And the reason he does this is he parks there until the person drives by on their cell phone. Or without their seatbelt.
Gotcha.
He never waits longer than 5 minutes, and he waves at us, and then he takes off and does traffic control.
Okay.
Just a little warning there.
That's a good warning.
There's a few others, yeah.
I'm sure.
Chief Barner told me another one, and I'm just keeping that one to myself.
Oh, tucking that one away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services. We just talked about sick leave.
We did.
Okay. That employee gets accrued mm-hmm. sick leave,
mm-hmm.
and if you've got a small staff and this, it's for every 30 hours they get an hour of sick leave.
Correct.
So it comes out to a total though of 40 hours a year.
They can accrue up to 40. Accrue more than they can use, but yes.
But they can't roll it over.
So on an accrual basis, the employee actually can accrue more than they can use. So there's a cap at 80. The idea is that the employee rolls over either on their anniversary date or at the beginning of the year, they have a fresh bank of hours. It's similar to the lump sum method, but the employee is basically accruing what mm-hmm. they can use. And so they can't use more, though, than the 40 hours per year. So whether that's calendar year, anniversary date. So a lot of times employers have to figure out, am I doing it from their anniversary or do I do it every January?
Okay.
And so you just have to make sure your policy and your payroll system matches. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So we're giving you our, because that'll all be in the workers' handbook.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
Your Bible.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
we'll
in
get
there.
We'll get you updated. Absolutely. We might
you're
have
not
a few
charge
questions.
You're not going to charge me extra for
no.
interpretation or translation?
No. We just might have some questions, or we're going to say, we're going to remove this, and we're going to update you with the latest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right.
What we're going to do.
Now, let's talk about that. You know,
yeah.
We kid around about it, but it's going to happen.
Sure.
But this is for other employers
absolutely.
Out there. You all have an a la carte.
We do. We do.
Way of helping people. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to, I'm not going to hire anybody, but what about my paperwork?
Absolutely.
Just like this handbook, employee's handbook.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be updated. We know that. So now we're going to give it to O2 staffing.
Mm-hmm.
Have them work their magic on it.
Yes.
And come back, and then we can make sure we're in compliance, up to date,
yep.
with all the rules and the Byzantine morass of rules coming down from
correct.
from the Assembly and the Senate.
Correct.
Bless their hearts.
I know, bless
and
them.
used mm-hmm. in the most pejorative term right then. Bless their hearts.
I could see, I yeah. could feel your tone. Yes.
I threw up my mouth. Okay.
Yeah,
so what other things can you do?
So there's occasions that somebody just needs new hire paperwork, right?
Okay.
Because sometimes they don't understand all the pieces that need to go into a new hire. Obviously, you get some demographic information from your employee. But are you notifying them at the time of certain policies that you want to highlight, or maybe certain things that, you know, how do you want your final paycheck? Is it okay for me to mail it? Otherwise, I'm supposed to hand deliver that to the employee
yeah.
as a live check at the time of separation. Sometimes, you know, you have different policies. There's certain things that we might need to draft for your company that's maybe like a confidentiality agreement.
Oh.
It's a little stronger that says, hey, we have specialty trade secrets, we have client lists, we have the important things that we want to retain as the employer that you can't take with you to your next job. And so we'll have, you know, we have confidentiality agreements. And then at the time the employee leaves, we say, remember, you signed a confidentiality agreement. So it's not like you can go to our competitor and take the entire client list and all of our trade secrets of our business with you.
Yeah.
So those are
important
policies.
Well, there's probably non-disclosure
absolutely.
And all types of things.
Yes, there's stuff to protect you as your business and your trade secrets.
You all may have to backdate some of these, Dave. Okay. The trade secrets of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire
Whoa.
Media.
I wish we had trade secrets. Okay, no, all these are important. And,
correct.
And this is where O2, see, to me, just getting away from the fact that you find wonderful people from all over to work
yeah.
in our local businesses,
mm-hmm.
is that is just so important because it's the paperwork.
Absolutely.
That, you know, you're going to bring me a good employee, and that's going to be great, but it's the paperwork that the state sneaks in, changes. You all are up on it. I don't need to be.
Correct. And that's part of the beauty of our business,
yeah.
right? Either through the O2 staffing side, you call us, you say, I need an employee. We do that administrative work. We're
yeah.
holding, we're making sure the employee gets paid. Same with the Teamwork HR side. We're that administrative employer for
yeah.
you so that we help you stay compliant and so that, you know, if you get served a subpoena or a request for employee records, we're going to have hopefully everything in place for you to provide to your attorney so that it keeps you compliant and that you're not missing any pieces. Another big piece that employers aren't even aware of sometimes is the arbitration agreement, which employees, right now employers still can mandate this for employees to sign at the time of hire that says, in the event that I want to sue my employer, I agree to arbitrate. And it is something that employers should consider and have in place.
I'm not looking
Don't
at you because
looking
of this.
At him.
No, I'm not looking at David because of David.
Right, right.
You know, no, I'm thinking about another incident. That
sure.
I wonder if in there we had an arbitration thing.
Yeah, I don't
and if
know.
You, okay, so say somebody comes at you for workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
Is that different than just suing you for something else?
Well, workers' comp, it would depend on the whole suit. A lot of times
yeah.
employees go after the workers' compensation piece of it, and
yeah.
that goes through the actual carrier,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And the carrier then comes back and says, hey, we've denied this because the employee didn't follow the steps,
right.
we didn't find it to be a workers' compensation payable event or something
right.
like that. oftentimes we find that the employee then actually turns around and files some type of employment lawsuit.
Okay.
Wrongful termination,
yeah.
Constructive discharge, meal and out, meal and rest period violations, pay stub violations. They go through the whole gamut.
I've had friends that's happened.
It's the blanket. Yeah. And these attorneys say, oh, here's my form letter. I'm sending this out and I'm going to see if anything on this document sticks, right? And they want to make sure you have all these things in place.
I like to refer to those lawyers as bottom feeders.
Say pajama. Yeah, pajama attorneys where they're in their pajamas and sitting online just waiting for a claim to come in. Employees have the access, just like employers do, but employees have the access online. Everything's, you know, how to sue your employer. You know, did you get your meal and rest periods? Go to the labor board. I mean, there's a lot of avenues that employees are now aware of.
Now, O2 will be our high cover on this then, right?
We take a high-level look at all the things.
When it's going through there, and especially if you're paying them, you're making sure that all that stuff's being done.
Absolutely.
And so if something comes back, you've got all the records there.
Absolutely. And oftentimes we'll go through the employee file. We'll be like, this looks great. This looks great. This looks great. Yes, we have all the documents. Employees signed. They've signed on their employee handbooks annually. They've been notified of updated policies. Their pay stubs look amazing. I see that look in your eye. And all the things. But, yes, our goal is to help employers stay compliant by doing the administrative side of things for them so that you can focus on the business of your business. That's the ultimate goal.
And it doesn't, you're not taking 10% of your time.
Correct.
Even though,
10%,
it
could be 50% of your time with one bad employee.
We've been so fortunate. Except in one case, for all of our employees.
It happened.
In over 15 years.
I get it.
You know?
Hey.
And then when it happens, it's like.
I know.
It's kind of a surprise.
It is, absolutely.
Okay, hey, I'm with Jennifer Cram, Chief Operations Officer over at O2 Employment Services. They do a whole lot of things. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
With the Sultans. With the Sultans of Swing.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Botman is on assignment this morning. Today, Tuesday, the 4th of February, 8:50 in the morning, and it's going to rain today, tomorrow, Thursday. Friday, it's going to start tapering off. Friday night. But it's going to be cold at night. It's going to be freezing. 31 degrees on Friday night. So just be aware of that. If you park your cars outside and you need to be anywhere the next day, you're going to have frost all over them. Mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, it looks sunny. So maybe we've gotten out of the rain. So it's going to start drying out again. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. Out of Anderson, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. And we've been talking about sick leave. We've been talking about, how important is your paperwork is there, and which is what O2 Employment Services. They just don't provide great people to work, which they do, but they do those things that will, you, maybe as a small business owner, and you don't have a full-time HR person there.
Absolutely.
They can do your employee's handbook. They can, you know, make sure your employee files are set up right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Bring in your labor posters, making sure, you know, you have your IWC.
You gave me a labor poster.
I did. Yeah. I did.
It's up.
You, good. I've got a new one for you as well. Yes, because they change. They change almost every year.
Well, no, I thought you
gave. Oh. I gave you one. I gave you one, and I said yes. There's new ones coming, but your other one has to go. So we're going to get you as up to date as possible.
All right. Cool.
And so yes, we do offer some a la carte services, but part of the benefit of having us is to help with that compliance piece. So as I said earlier, you know, you can focus on the business of your business, and we'll help with the compliance pieces.
HR can really reach up and bite you in the butt.
Oh, absolutely. Or payroll service, or payroll practices, right? Meal and rest periods, overtime, the regular rate of pay, you pay bonuses, you have commissions. Like, it is not cut and dry. And things that employers don't often think about. Or having somebody work a split shift, meaning they come in the morning, and then they get called back and they come in the evening. Are you paying split shift pay? Like, there are so many nuances to payroll that are crazy.
Well, like on Sundays, we'd have, how long do we go on Sundays? Something like, what, 10 or 12 hours? 10 hours?
Well,
from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. Now, that's changing, but it would call for two producers.
Yeah.
Either one, give them a break for an hour, or they just split it up so that both of them, you know, will have.
The only requirement is a half-hour lunch if you do an 8-hour shift. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
No later than 4 hours and 59 minutes into the shift. Yes. And then the 2 10-minute paid rest breaks, but you have to allow the employee to be able to leave the premises or go, but even though it's a paid rest break,
You're sharing too much.
And I know. And if you don't...
Don't worry. We've been compliant, Carl.
Okay.
Yes. is, you know, is that you owe employees premium pay. So, you know, it's one thing to allow employees to do that. Just make sure you're cognitive about paying premium pay. And that means that if an employee misses their lunch period and they don't get their rest breaks, then they get two additional hours of premium pay, which is just the regular rate of pay.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, you just want to make sure you're compliant with that, because there's going to be times that the employee is not able to take, you know, an uninterrupted meal period for some reason. Somebody calls out sick, they don't have coverage, you know, whatever that might be, or you're in a forward-facing business where customers are coming in and they're unable to take their break. They're prevented from
taking it. I've never seen that before in businesses, because somebody's helping you, there's two of them, and they're lining up, and then all of a sudden one of them's gone.
That could be.
It's their lunch break.
And I would hope that employers are making sure that that happens. Well, you have small practices or businesses that have one person up front.
Yeah, but you can't abuse them.
No.
And
absolutely. They need their lunch break. Yeah.
We found that we need a minimum of three producers a week.
Okay.
You know, to handle different
kinda
things. Kind
of rotate through.
We rotate them. Yeah. And now the thing is, you know, making sure everybody has enough hours and all that. So, we change those around.
Yeah.
And, you know, because things change.
Absolutely.
And so, but, and somebody's got, like, a regular, you know, business, because this is not a regular business. But they're doing 8 hours a day, and they've got X number of employees. There's, you know, there's a balancing act there.
Sure.
I understand that. And it's hard finding employees.
Well, absolutely. And your industry is a little unique as well. Radio broadcast is a very different. They have their own wage orders, and they have some different rules.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something we should probably help you with and take a look at that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So we got like 5 minutes and 29 seconds left.
All right.
He puts that up there for me, because this is off just a little bit, the clock I have here.
Oh, is it?
Off just a little bit.
Okay.
What's next?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've got Valentine's Day coming up, right?
Okay.
And so, you know, obviously you want to make sure you take care of that sweetie in your life. But we've got, you know, holidays coming up. We've got Easter coming up in April. We've got, you know, necessarily people, religious holidays, making sure that you're honoring those and making sure employees are taken care of. But one of the things I just wanted to kind of hit on quickly.
Don't employees have to tell you this is a religious holiday for me?
It,
I mean, you may
be,
not know. If you
scheduled them to work and they come back and say, I have a religious belief and I take Sundays off, for instance, that's an accommodation process. So that's kind of an interactive process with the employee and... You know.
Or Saturdays.
Or whatever it is.
But they have to tell you. Right?
Yes, unless you would know for some reason that they mentioned something.
Now, that's got to be some personal responsibility, right?
There is some personal responsibility.
How would I know if somebody is Taoist?
Well, and maybe it's their attire that they wear to work, or they have jewelry or something that indicates.
I've got to figure that out on my own.
Well, sometimes it provokes the question.
Well, I mean, yeah, if they came in a robe. Okay.
Yes.
Then that would tell me something. But if, you know.
And sometimes you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know my people's religion because I figure that's none of my business. I can't even ask that.
As you should, yes.
Yeah.
As you should. You absolutely should. However, if you schedule them on Saturdays or Sundays and that becomes a religious or they have a religious belief and they tell you and you say, fantastic, absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
And then holidays. Is there any rule that says you have to have so many holidays a year?
Nope.
I mean, I could work 365 here.
Absolutely. Employers are not required to offer holiday pay or, you know, with that sense. Now, employers might say, hey, I'm closed Christmas, 4th of July, and New Year's, but it's unpaid. So you just want to make sure that your policy, you know, reflects that.
We changed it. I mean, we do. Mm-hmm. I think we took all 3 days and just paid everybody.
Yes. And there's
surprise.
And there's some employers that are like, I have 14 or they have 18 or they follow the federal holiday, you know, like if the banks are closed and that kind of thing.
Mine are a sliding holiday schedule. You know, some years we take it off, some years we don't.
Sure.
It depends on when the holiday falls, too. If it's in the middle of the week, you know. Kind of thing.
Well, and with that, we have one client that actually sends us their holiday schedule at the beginning of the year. We send it out to the employees and say, these are the holidays that are going to be observed this year. And these are the ones paid. These are the ones not. Our office will be closed. You know, you're welcome to take vacation time if you want to. be careful about paying sick time for those things, because sometimes employers are like, "Oh, just take your sick time." I wouldn't allow that. You want them to use it for their sick.
Yeah, that's what we would recommend. Okay. Wow.
Yes. Hey. So what else? Did you take care of Linda for Valentine's Day? You got her all. You got something special planned?
Is that this month?
Mm-hmm.
No. She's going to, on Valentine's Day itself, we're going to be down at Troco Asian Bar and Grill.
Oh, right.
As part of our thing.
The giveaway.
She's
mm-hmm.
going to be doing some singing
okay.
down there.
Okay.
And I will have something. You know, no matter what, Linda needs, it could be a $5 or a $500. She doesn't care as long as it's gift wrapped and she can open it up.
Sure.
And, you know, and I've known that about her for years. And
yes.
God help me if I ever forget that. Because no matter, you know, here's your saddle. Okay, that'll be my Christmas present.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
But you better have something.
Better be a package or two underneath the tree. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you told me.
I know.
This is what happens. Men believe their wives.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But subliminally, we're trying to tell you, no, you still need a gift.
Yeah. She hinted around one time, and she goes, "Are you getting this?" And I'm like, "What?" I'm obtuse. I know.
My husband does a good job.
Oh, gosh.
He's good.
You know what? You're setting the bar here pretty high.
I know, Mr. Cram. He's the man.
Okay. Hey, Jennifer Cram from O2 yes. Employment, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we're having, I believe it's the chief of police will be on to talk okay. about, you know, what happened last year and what we're looking at this year. Along with the head of SCOE's, Shasta County Office of Education, Mike Freeman, will be joining us tomorrow to talk about what's going on in our education system. So it should be a pretty good show tomorrow, too, just like today. Everybody, it's going to be raining. It's going to be cold. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
All right.
All
right.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.